been nearly 5 months since a gunman killed 10 people at Santa Fe High School in Texas. Among the victims was substitute teacher Cynthia Tisdale. She was also a full-time caregiver for her husband, William W.R. Tisdale, who was diagnosed with a life-threatening lung disease. Well, we got the sad news last week that W.R. Tisdale has died. His funeral is today. We spoke in May, shortly after he lost his wife, Cynthia.
It's been the most difficult time of my life. I never, ever expected to lose my wife. We, the night before she was shot, we were making funeral arrangements for me because I've got this lung disease, and it's just one of those things you never, ever thank your wife or anyone you know is going to be shot and killed the way she was.
When you mentioned your lung disease, this is idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis.
Right. Yes.
And your wife was trying to raise money for you before she died.
Correct.
I know that ever since she passed away and more attention has been brought, you've raised a lot of money.
Yes, and I'm going to go someday this week, call the Lung Institute in Dallas and get the procedure started. I've been told it works, and I've been told it doesn't work. But I do know if I don't at least try it, I probably may make it through the end of the year, and that's about it. So to me, it's, you know, it's worth a try. I mean, I can't lose.
What do you think Cynthia would be telling you to do right now about this?
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Let me grab myself together. She would be setting an appointment for me. She was the one that took care of me and cared for me. Also, the night before this happened, I was extremely ill. And she came home and looked at me and said, "You don't look well." I said, "Well, honey, I don't feel like eating." So she opened a can of soup, chicken noodle, sat on the floor by my chair, and spoon-fed me. And she made me eat near that whole can. She was exceptionally good to me. I mean, almost 47 years.
Well, and she left you a note that morning, right?
Yeah, she did. I'll read it to you. My niece is wanting to get it. And she wrote me a lot of notes, and I never saved them. I wish I would have. This one, she said, "I had to go meet a teacher, and I assume that's the other teacher that got killed. I love you. Hope you feel better today. Love, Mom. And I left you breakfast." And so I just left a note in the bathroom, and when I went into the kitchen, there was my breakfast. It just became a blur that day.
Yeah.
Until my son, Reese Jr., came over that night and told me. And we buried her 1 week before her birthday. She was killed, and we buried her on her birthday.
There are a lot of people who are just hearing your story for the first time, just hearing about Cynthia for the first time.
Okay.
What would you want them to know? What message would you want to leave them with? People that you'll never meet, they'll never meet you in person, but what would you want them to know?
Well, she loved her husband, loved her grandkids, loved her children. She was a lady that loved people in general. She was just that woman, you know, the one you read about that never gets any praise, but she should have been. I'll miss her, and many friends are going to miss her.
Well, she's getting some praise from you today, so that's good. W.R. Tisdale, husband of Cynthia Tisdale, substitute teacher who was killed in the shooting at Santa Fe High School on May the 18th. Our thoughts are with you and your family, and thank you so much for joining us and remembering Cynthia with us.
I sure appreciate the opportunity to say something good about it. Thank you so much.
I'm sure it's very, very, very difficult, and but it sounds like you're at least remembering all the good things about Cynthia, so that's good too.
Yeah, God has a way of doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And He's done it for me.
Yeah. That conversation from May, W.R. Tisdale died last week.